Hey there, visionary leaders and ambitious entrepreneurs. I am thrilled to welcome you to the Rhonda Effect Podcast. I'm your host, Rhonda Arnott, and over the past 25 plus years, I have navigated the intricate landscapes of the corporate world, mastering the art of sales and leadership. But what truly sets me apart is my extraordinary gift of intuition. In the Rhonda Effect, we'll be diving deep into the realms of intuition, spirituality, personal growth, offering insightful guidance and practical strategies tailored specifically for executives and entrepreneurs like yourself. I am a huge believer that we all have big dreams placed within us, and it is never too late to go after them. So if you're ready to ignite your journey, then do us both a favor. Hit that subscribe button and join me on this adventure with the Rhonda Effect, intuitive guidance for executives and entrepreneurs. Well, hello there, and welcome to the Rhonda Effect, intuitive guidance for executives and entrepreneurs. In today's episode, I'm going to dive into a topic that some may just find a little daunting, and that's making a career change at the age of 55. That's right, 55. I'm your host, Rhonda, and I'll be sharing some insights, a personal experience, and some intuitive guidance that may help you navigate a significant change or transition if this is happening to you as well. So let me get started. As you know, because I just told you, I'm 55. I know. 55. But I love it. I absolutely love it. Magic happens after the age of 50, by the way. It's just when you really don't give a shit anymore of what people are thinking. I don't know what happens, but it's like that switch that goes off. But at 55, many of us who are 50 and older have established careers, stable incomes, and perhaps we're even coming closer to retirement. But often it's in that time frame is when the dreams that you had long ago start to bubble up and present themselves. Now, I'm in the corporate world, and I have been in the corporate world for a long time, but I've been in sales for over 25 years. I'm a sales executive for a Canadian manufacturing company, and I'm about to change that. By the time this podcast airs, I will have handed in my resignation and perhaps even started the journey at a new company. This new company is a much larger organization, and I don't know where it's going to lead me, but you know what? Spirit does. That's the key here. Spirit does. And my intuition can pick up on things very quickly. And without the guidance of spirit and my intuition, I wouldn't be making this change. I would be sitting, waiting for retirement. And you know what? Honestly, I have a desire for growth. I want to be fulfilled. And I have a passion for different things in my life, especially helping other entrepreneurs or executives navigate sales. And you know what? Passion doesn't end at an age or diminish at any age. In fact, passion can actually be enhanced. As I said, after you get over the age of 50, and if you haven't started fulfilling those dreams and goals, they start to bubble up and bubble up really quickly. And you need to embrace that. So, you know, some people may look at me and say, okay, you're 55, you're making a career change, you're talking about spirituality, you're talking about your intuition. What the heck is going on? Well, a few months ago, spirit really started to open my eyes to certain things that didn't align with me anymore. They probably were already there. I just didn't see it until spirit said, okay, I'm going to open your eyes further and further, but I'm already making a way for you to go somewhere else. I didn't know where I was going to go. I just knew that spirit was leading me somewhere. I can look back now and see the path that is being uncovered, but at that time I couldn't. I just knew that I needed to follow what spirit was saying and just go with it. So the moment I actually embraced the fact that there was a change coming, and let me tell you, it wasn't an overnight thing where spirit said go and I'm like, yay, I'm done. No, it's not like that at all. There was some fears in there. Fears of an unknown, fears of what am I going to do financially? I'm close to retirement. Why would I want to disrupt that? But again, spirit knows me better than I know myself. And it was time. And spirit was preparing me, as I said, long ago for this change. So when I actually dropped into the fact that I was going to make a career change at the age of 55, the doors opened like the floodgates, okay? The floodgates of opportunities opened. I didn't even have to tell anybody because it's like spirit was preparing those that needed my services, my expertise, my help, my knowledge and wisdom. And they started coming to me. They started finding me on LinkedIn, Instagram. They started finding me through others. And it was actually quite invigorating to know that my years of sales have really put me at the forefront, a leading edge, as an expert in what I do. I never saw myself like that. But let me tell you, these people saw me. But spirit said to me, this isn't where you need to go. These people, even though they're coming at you or coming for you, this isn't what I want for you. And I kept feeling this nudge, feeling this inner stirring. And I have a friend that works at another company. And every time I thought of this person, I had this stirring. And I'm like, okay, let's reach out. So I reached out to him. And all I asked was, hey, are you guys hiring? And all he said was, I don't know. You should ask the president of the company. And I thought, oh my gosh, here we go. Asking the president of a company. Okay, you know what? I'm used to that. I'm used to going into large corporations and talking to presidents, CEOs, CFOs. Not a problem. Not a problem. But this was a little bit different. I'm pitching myself. So I did. I reached out to the president of this company. And really all I said was, this is going to sound like the strangest email, but are you hiring? That's really all I said. And I could feel this excitement as I hit the send button. And within 24 hours, my friend reached back out to me and he says to me, so you sent the email. I know this because the president has reached out to me and asking me who you are. And I thought, okay, spirit, this is kind of cool. And everything happened very fast. Within 2 weeks, I was given an opportunity of a lifetime, as far as I'm concerned, to step into a role that they need, and I'm an expert in. It's almost like this president was waiting for me and had no idea how to find me. So spirit led me. And it's going to, I haven't started. By the time I air this podcast, I haven't quite started, but you know, you gear up for transitions, right? Especially in the corporate world. Well, in any world, really, and whether you're transitioning or pivoting out of the current role you're in for entrepreneur, or if you're transitioning out of a current role that's a corporate, there's still things you need to do to prepare. But what I want to tell you is, if you feel that stirring, that there's a change or a pivot going to be happening, really sit with it. Really just sit with it and see what spirit is saying. See what your intuition is coming up with. It could be something so far out of your thought that it doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense that somebody like myself, at the age that I'm at, I know I'm only 55. I know, But I'm closer to retirement than I am starting a new career in the corporate world. Let's face it, okay? But it's in these moments when you trust your intuition, when you trust that spirit is leading you, that I'm telling you, doors open and the floodgate of opportunities flow in such a great way that there is no denying it. You are making the right decision and right move. Am I going to tell you that as soon as you trust your intuition, the heavens are going to open and all's well in the world? No, because there's a process. But once you do step, when you're in your intuitive side or when spirit tells you to step, that's when the magic happens, little by little by little. So honestly, at the age of 55, if you think it's too late for somebody to make a change, talk to me. If you are in that midst of, I don't care if you're 55, I don't care if you're 65, I don't care if you're 45, 35, I don't care. If you're in the midst of a change or you feel like a change is about to happen, let me know. I want to hear from you because this is a very exciting time for you. Very exciting. I don't want anybody to stay stuck in where they're at, whether it be corporate or entrepreneur. I allow spirit to speak and channel through me to others to help them get out of their own way because there's such a world out there that is so exciting and so adventurous that you don't need to stay stuck. You need to start moving. You need to trust your own intuition and the process that goes along with it. Because you know what? It is going to defy the traditional or conventional wisdom. Trust me. Do you know how many people have said to me already, are you crazy? I know I already said this to you, but are you crazy? And I'm like, no, I'm not crazy. I'm actually living my life the way it's been designed to live. I do both corporate and entrepreneurial. I wouldn't have it any other way. That's for sure. I am born to do this. I am born to help people. I am born to use my intuitive expertise as well as my executive sales expertise to help others. And this is another stepping stone. This is something that spirit has created a path for me because I am going to be touching lives of people I've never known. And that is the coolest thing that is going to happen. So at the age of 55, oh, by the way, at the age of 55, I now qualify for a senior's discount at a major drugstore called Shoppers Drug Mart at 55. I qualify. I also qualify at Home Hardware, which is a Canadian brand hardware store. Am I taking advantage of that? Heck yeah. Are you kidding? Yes. I am proud of my age and I am excited to see where I'm going to be going. So as I wrap up today's episode of the Rhonda Effect, I want to remind you that age is just a number and it is never too late to pursue your dreams or your aspirations. Trust your intuition and heed spirit's guidance and embrace the journey with open arms because you'll never go wrong. So join me next time as we continue to explore intuitive guidance for executives and entrepreneurs. But until then, stay inspired and empowered.